Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Farmed Food Banks program is in high gear these days, working with produce farmers, helping feed the hungry. Sarah Vaughn with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks says speed is the key.
Typically, a farmer would call me on the day that they have produce available, and they deliver to the food bank on the day that they picked it. And then the food banks will usually distribute that produce within just a day or two of when they received it. So it is something that has to happen pretty quick.
We're in the height of the season for many of these crops, and the relatively new Farm to Food Banks program is working.
Already this year, we've received over 733,000 pounds of fresh produce from Kentucky farmers.
So for excess production or fruit that isn't perfectly sized for grade A, the program can at least offer enough to cover the farmers' costs for harvest, packaging, and transporting that perfectly nutritious food to feeding centers.
Last year, our program distributed enough produce to fill half a plate of fruits and vegetables for over 5 million meals. We worked with 385 farmers in 65 different counties, and they received an average of $2,000 total last year. All of our 120 counties in Kentucky receive produce through this program.
She says phone is the fastest connection at 859-986-7422. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
This year, Sarah Vaughn with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks says the Farm to Food Banks program is including a new product, eggs.
That is something that we're starting up this year trying to do. So far this year, we've received one delivery of eggs. I think it was about 100 dozen that we received, but we're trying to get more if we possibly can.
So the Farm to Food Banks payments for excess or for seconds in produce are simply enough to cover costs of getting that food from the field to the hungry.
We've heard a lot of good feedback from the pantries receiving the produce. Anyone who's seen the produce is really pleased with the quality of it, and they're very happy to get it. And the more variety they can get, the better.
For details on the program and to learn how you can help, go online to kyfoodbanks.org or 859-986-7422. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.